Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody. And welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are answering some questions today. So this is actually a question that we get asked a lot by our students, but actually this one was written in from Jennifer, who's in Washington. And she asked, well, kind of made a statement to us. She said, I follow my diet all week and then I binge on the weekend. How can I stop doing this?
Hold on, my computer's dying. Keep talking though. No, keep going. I'll be 2 seconds.
I don't know, for most of the people who are listening right now, you're probably thinking, okay, like that's something that I've dealt with, or maybe you still deal with. I don't know, Amanda, what about you?
I have a habit of doing it sometimes. It depends. I say sometimes because it's like, it doesn't happen every single weekend.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it happens for the entire weekend. Like, it's not like a binge all weekend, go crazy, but it's more of like, I feel like on Saturdays, I really like eating pizza. And it's like, it's just like in my head, it's kind of, I've created this habit now of like Saturdays equals pizza day. So I really look forward to pizza day on Saturday, but that it's not like a full binge out, like craziness, you know? And I actually balance it. I balance it out now. Actually eat salad with the pizza. So like I can kind of, I feel less bad about it. Yeah. I feel less bad about it. Right. So it's still, it's still like maybe a weird habit that I have because I only do it on Saturdays,
but I think this is a lot.
Binge.
Yeah, like I think this is a lot of women out there. And I know for me, I used to be like what I call a weekend warrior.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people still use this term where they're like, you know, they're in business mode all week. And then on the weekends, they're like party.
They're like,
it's almost like you can be a weekend warrior with the way you eat too, right? Like it's very easy.
Or your workouts too, like all these things.
Like your entire health regime. Because like during the week, it's a lot easier, I find, and I don't know, but it depends on what you do for a living, but I find it's a lot easier to stick to things because you have more of a set routine, right?
Like, yeah, there's more structure involved in your day-to-day Monday to Friday.
Yeah, like whether you have kids or whether you go to work, like you kind of have a set timing for things and then you know when you can either fit in your workouts or not. And then also when it comes to your eating, it's usually like, okay, I know I'm having breakfast in the morning, I'm eating lunch at work, and I'm having dinner at home. And then... Yeah. You know,
you have your like little snacks already set up on your desk at work or whatever. So you're kind of like, it's already like pre-planned. It's like prefabricated life Monday to Friday. And then the weekends, you're kind of like, I don't know what I can have.
Well, then
to be honest, I actually try on the weekends to kind of follow this pattern other than pizza day Saturday. Like my breakfast doesn't change every single day of the week. My workouts are consistent. I still do them in the morning. I get them done. Like all of those things, I actually try to keep as consistent as I possibly can on Saturdays and Sundays because I find it's easier. That's actually my way of making sure that I actually stick to my goals is to try to keep as much consistency as I possibly can Monday through Sunday.
Completely. And that's where, I mean, we're going to talk through some strategies to really help with this because this is something that, like I said, I feel like a ton of women have this issue. And it's like,
oh my God.
Then you go through this feeling of feeling like you're good or bad, which, you know, at Fit Chicks, we hate that term, labeling things as good or bad, because then it becomes an emotional, you end up emotionally beating yourself up about like not following your plan and all this stuff, which leads to more emotional eating and blah, 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 blah. We know the cycle, but it's like, it's just something that really, you just kind of have to start to take a step back and first like look at your food rules, which is what I like to call them.
Okay.
So when we're first trying to figure out like why you're doing this, and I think that's something, sorry, I'm kind of going to backtrack. I think that's something that a lot of times we forget to do is to try to find the why. Right? Like we just think, oh my God, I suck because I'm like, I can do this all week, but then the weekends come and I completely fall off the rails. And then you're like, you just think something's wrong with you. You don't try to take a step back and be like, okay, well, why am I doing this?
Right.
Which can uncover a lot of stuff. If you just take even 1 minute and be like, okay, just objectively, why do I binge on the weekends, but I can follow my diet all week?
Mm-hmm. Most of the times, yeah, and most of the times, like, the answers are going to come from, like, I'm being too strict during the week, yeah. or I'm, like, I have, like, nutrient deficiencies even, like, because of being so strict, and so you're actually having all these cravings, and so you're, it's like, you build up these cravings throughout the week, and then when the weekend comes, you just, like, you're like, I'm giving in, like, I have to, you know what I mean? It's kind of like this weird
thing
that kind of happens. I also
feel, though, sorry to interrupt you, but
no, it's okay.
Like when I was saying, like, it's like you have to look, though, at your food rules. So we all kind of make up these rules for ourselves, right? Whether you're following a plan or whether you have just a way of eating every day. Mm-hmm. We all have a set of rules. Even if you don't know you have one, we do have one. So typically what ends up happening is a lot of times when people are following, you know, a specific way of healthy eating all week and then they go bananas on the weekend, it's usually because they've set up either really strict food rules. So it's like, I have to eat this way, you know, and then by day five, which is Friday, you're like, ugh, you know, this is way too much.
I don't want to look at salad anymore.
Yeah. You're like, screw it. This sucks. Yeah. Like I've been so good all week. I deserve a treat on the weekends. And then
that was the other thing I was about to say is the whole like idea of deserving. Like it's almost like you use food as a reward. And I think that that's the other thing that causes so many issues with the weekend warrior mentality.
Yeah. Or your food rules are like literally so strict that like you were saying earlier about like the nutrient deficiency, you've been eating low calories so much during the week that by that Friday, your body is like, oh my God, feed me. You know what I mean? So then that starts with maybe having one thing that in your mind you've labeled as bad. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, screw it. I've eaten the bad thing. Let's just go balls to the wall and eat everything, you know.
Yeah, all hell breaks loose. And then the whole weekend is, you're just like, it's that whole mentality of like, instead of just being okay with like, okay, I'm just going to eat this cheap meal. You're like, or this, I ate pizza on Saturday. Then all of a sudden you're like, well, I already ate the pizza. I may as well eat the chocolate.
And that's why I have
the wine. And like, you start getting into this cycle of like, it doesn't matter anymore, but it does.
Yeah. And that's why I've always hated the idea of, or calling things the cheat meal, because again, it makes you feel, cheat day. It makes you feel like you're doing something bad. And I know from my personal experience, like every time I've been on a program where I've had a cheat day, it's like my mind, I'm very like, when I'm doing something, I'm doing it. I'm doing it by the book. No, I have to though. Cause if I start to like give myself flexibility, then I'm falling way to the side of like,
I wasn't laughing at you. I was thinking about my cheat day.
Yeah. So essentially what happens, but this is it. When it comes to my cheat day though, so like if I'm like, okay, like I'm following my workouts and my nutrition, boom, boom, boom. And then today is my cheat day and I can eat, and they say, you know, eat whatever you're craving so you can get it out of your system. Well, suddenly my mind is like, I'm craving cheesecake. I'm also craving Doritos. I'm craving pizza. I'm craving ice cream. I'm craving wine. And next thing you know, I'm in like a full-on binge eating, which is not good for your body, coma, because there is no, like, I can't just be like, I'm just going to have for my cheat day one small piece of cake. You know, like, in my mind, it becomes this free day.
Guys, real talk.
And when I hear free, I'm like, it's like when you go to the trade shows and they're giving away free stuff and you take as many as you can. That's the way I see like a free day. I'm like, oh my God, how much food can I get into my body? And then, so I get rid of that whole cheat meal mentality.
Yeah. No, real talk. Honestly, when I used to do like back in the day when I had like that low carb mentality and then like on Sundays was my cheat day. It was like the day that I allowed myself to eat whatever I wanted. I ate so much one day that I actually had to lay down in a restaurant and wait for the car to be pulled out in front. And then I had to lay down on the curb and wait because I had like, I was like having everything and I ate so much. I actually had to call in sick to work that night. I was the server at the time and I had to call in and she's like, what's wrong? Are you okay? And I was like, I ate too much. And I was like, I had so much milkshake. I think I'm lactose intolerant.
Like no, it's just, I ate 2 liters of ice cream.
That was a real conversation I had to have with my boss. Luckily she was funny and she was cool. And she just laughed at me and told me that like, you know, like that was ridiculous and what covered me. But like, I really used to eat like that too. Like I used to just be like, all out, all or nothing. This is the day that I got to get it all in. And then what I found was that that just kind of, that day would kind of eliminate all of, maybe not all, but majority of the hard work that I did.
Oh, no, all of it.
And it's like, what's the point?
And that's the truth bomb, guys. That's the truth bomb, is that, you know, when you are doing this kind of, you know, following your diet all week and binging on the weekends, what's happening is essentially you can cancel out all of your progress from a caloric perspective in literally like a meal. And that's a scary thing to think of, because if you look at, just say you're trying to cut down, you're trying to eat, you know, your goal is to lose some weight and you're looking at cutting down 250 calories a day. And then you're also going to burn an extra 250 calories a day. So 500 calories a day over 7 days is a pound a week. So your goal is to lose 1 pound a week. So during those 5 days of cutting out 250, that's 1250 calories. Did you know that like one meal at somewhere like Boston Pizza is typically double that? Mm-hmm. So if you went out for dinner at Boston Pizza and had one meal, you essentially now have like, but then you had ice cream too on top of that. And then you had, you've now just canceled out whatever you did during the week.
Yeah, no, I know. It's so scary, like how quickly it can add up, but how difficult it can sometimes feel to get rid of. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's what I find, like that's where the struggle becomes real. Like, you know, you're kind of
Because you're frustrated. Because you're like, I'm doing everything, like quote unquote, right. Like I'm doing it, but I have these one day I fall off the wagon and I'm screwed. And it becomes this mental, then you're emotionally exhausted. You're pissed off at yourself. And then you're like, screwed, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of that, like my recommendation to anyone who's stuck in that cycle, that binge on the weekend cycle, really good all week, binge on the weekend. Like my recommendation to you guys is literally to just try to be consistent throughout the week and weekends, weekends included as part of your week. Try to be as consistent as possible. Maybe you're a little bit more relaxed with yourself on the weekends because like maybe your workouts aren't as intense. Like I find on work on the weekends, I usually have one day where like I don't work out and instead I just go for a walk. So I just explore and I go for a walk, like a nice long walk. So I'm still moving my body, but I'm not necessarily like working it as hard as I normally would in the week. So I usually kind of do that as like, that's kind of my flexibility. And then for my pizza Saturday is instead of eating tons of pizza, I always have a salad and I have a bit of pizza. So then it's like, I've taken care of the craving. I've taken care of this. Like I really want to eat pizza. I love pizza. Who doesn't love pizza?
I just think though, like, let's
say that's a
really hard thing to do. Most people to have one little bit of a food that's like their favorite.
It is. It's really hard. It's really hard. But at the same time, it, for me, it satisfies that craving that I have. And then I balance it out with salad so that I'm not like overeating. I eat the salad before the pizza. Okay. So that's my thing too, is I actually eat the salad before the pizza arrives. So if I know that I'm like ordering pizza for dinner, I eat the salad like half an hour before. It's like, okay, I'm ordering pizza and now I'm eating my salad. So that by the time the pizza comes, I'm not necessarily like starving and I'm not like hungry, like crazy about it. You know what I mean? Cause I'm kind of full from the salad. Cause I ate a big salad. I never eat little salads.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing.
Serving bowl salad.
That's really hard. It's like, I'm on the other camp. Like I can't even, if I order pizza to my house, I'm eating the whole pizza. Like I literally can't be like, I just had one piece. I'm going to put the rest in the fridge and satisfy my cravings. You know what I mean? I'll be like, screw it.
No, I have two pieces.
I'll have but like even two, I probably literally would eat the whole thing. And binge eating is a real thing, guys. Like when you're listening to this and you're thinking like, you know, that is me, I'm so embarrassed. Don't worry. So many people have it and it's very easy to eat.
Guys, I was on a corner laying down.
Yeah. Well, and even for me, like I'm not trying to downplay my eating disorder, but like I was bulimic for 15 years and bulimics, they binge and they purge. And in a sitting, a bulimic can typically consume over 10,000 calories in one sitting. And people are always like, how is that possible? It's possible if you're eating like processed high caloric foods. Yeah. Like who could not eat an entire big bag of chips? And then eat a bag of candy and then eat, you know what I mean? Because it's just pure sugar and it's already pre-digested and it digests super, super fast. And also the thing we forget too is carbohydrates, they're digested in the mouth. So when people are like, oh my gosh, even which, you know, if you are someone who, if you are, please go get help. But if you are someone who deals with binge eating and you do purge, the thing is too, is that half of those calories are already absorbed. And that's why bulimics typically, when you look at anorexics, they're really thin. When you look at bulimics, they're typically normal weight or a little bit overweight because even when they purge, you're only getting rid of about half of the calories because they start digesting in your mouth. Mm-hmm. So this is where you guys have to remember too, that when you're eating so much in one sitting, it is really hard on your body because not only are you putting a ton of food into your gut to digest, but also you are having a massive blood sugar spike, like a massive blood sugar spike.
Yeah.
Which when we all know when your blood sugar is spiked, you hold on to fat, right? Mm-hmm. And then once you have imbalanced blood sugar, this is when you can get things like diabetes. So it's really important not to go through these big spikes. Like, so from a binge eating perspective, I want to tell you guys that even if it's something that maybe you're hearing this and being like, oh my gosh, I wish I had control. Think about it from the sense too, it is really dangerous for your health.
Yeah.
To do it. So if you don't want to, you know, if you're someone who that affects you, like you are worried about your long-term health, which I'm hoping everyone listening is, not just your waistline, it is something that's really, really, really detrimental to your overall health.
Definitely. Yeah, so no, for sure.
That's where like, so just what we were saying too, like the first thing I always say to people is kind of look at your food rules. Like first look for your why, like, why am I eating this? Why am I good during the weekend? Why am I bad on the weekends? Is it because I give myself permission to binge on the weekends? Cause I think I'm good. And then I deserve to be bad.
Yeah. Because are you using food as your reward?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you using food as your reward? Mm-hmm. Are you someone who maybe is too strict during the week and you're eating too low calorie and then your body's starving?
Yeah.
That's kind of the second thing. And also just, are you even like, do you have that all or nothing mentality? Like, are you someone who are like, that's me. Like I said to you guys, that's me. I have one piece of the pizza and I'm like, screw it. I'm eating the whole pizza and the pizza parlor, including the bricks. So it's about taking away those food rules. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to do, but I loved how Amanda Hill, you said about like, even just trying to not see your week as like 5 days and then a weekend, mm-hmm. see your week as just like, it's my week. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's not even like it's my week. It's like, it's my life. Like this is just, this is just how I live my life. I move every day. I eat good food because it tastes good and it makes me feel good. Right. And I start also really reflecting on, you know, one of the things that actually helped me to eliminate like this weekend binge mentality was just seeing how gross I felt like when I would binge or eat, like when I eat food that is not good for me, and I eat too much of it, it actually makes me feel really sick and it makes me feel lethargic and it makes me feel
tired. That's not a blood sugar spike.
Well, that's just it. And it also, but also emotionally, it really messes with me, right? So it messes with my head. It emotionally makes me feel like I usually get really depressed. I find after I eat like a lot of like if I eat a lot of junk food or something like that, I actually emotionally feel different. Like it shifts things. So for me, it's paying attention to that really helped me actually shift into the mentality of like, I don't want to feel that way. Like I don't need to feel that way because I know the other side. The other side is when I eat healthy, I have energy, I feel happy, I feel excited, I want to move, I want to do things, I feel more energetic. And so for me, that's the choice that I made was like, I prefer that feeling. So because I prefer that feeling, I need to follow this sort of pattern, right?
And that's why it even goes back to, you know, the thing we're talking about, like finding your why, because you're doing something that actually even one of my therapists had said to me about helping me overcome my disordered eating patterns. Because again, binge eating is a disordered eating pattern. Like it's not a natural eating pattern. So it is something you do need to take a little bit seriously, but it's that whole idea of, she always said to me, she's like, try not to judge yourself in the moment, but try to watch yourself, like objectively watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, how do I feel? What can I see? What can I smell? What happened right before I did this? And then you can start to uncover the things of like why you're actually overeating. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because a lot of times binge eating, it's a result of an emotion. Like you're lonely. Maybe your thing is you come home on the weekends and you're single and you come home alone and you wish you had a partner, let's say, and you're eating to fill that void.
For sure.
Or you're bored because you don't have plans, and or maybe you're in an unhealthy relationship, or you're stressed out with your kids. You know what I mean? Like there's so many things.
Totally.
But
that's why I have pizza Saturday. It's like the first day of the week that I have a 2-hour window in nap time where like, I don't actually have anything to do. It's the first time out of every moment of every week that I actually have this space. So I'm like, I just like to eat pizza and watch Netflix for the 1-2 hour window. And then after that, I go back to normal. And I go back into like mom mode and work mode and all those things. But it's this 1 hour or 2 hour window that I actually have dedicated to just like, this is like my little space of me time that I treasure so much. And so I tie it in with that. And it's totally emotional. And I know that. But knowing that is a big step.
Completely. And that what was like just saying that what my therapist told me, that was a huge changing moment for me when I started to be able to, number one, observe my behavior without judgment. Mm-hmm. And number two, like I started to see major patterns. Like it was like, I would go into these binge modes if something either had like stressed me out work-wise or life-wise, or if I was like dealing with anything, I wasn't a boredom person. It was usually something triggered it. So, right. And that emotion, when I dialed it down, came down to the feeling of not being good enough. So it was like something that I felt like I was sucking at work or sucking in my relationship or, you know what I mean? And it would trigger that feeling of not feeling good enough would then spiral mm-hmm. into this, I don't want to feel it, I'm going to binge. And then, you know what I mean? Like it's a bad cycle. So a lot of times binge eating truly is, it's emotional. Mm-hmm. And it could be something deeply like, you know, coming from loneliness, depression, or it could just be something that you've decided my weekends are my bad days and I get to eat whatever I want, you know, like, so if you're wanting to get out of this behavior, just try to look at your food rules, look at what's triggering you.
Yeah.
And then I also say to you, like, I'm kind of like, not that I don't have pity for people. I shouldn't say it that way. That's me. I'm empathetic, but I'm not necessarily sympathetic, I guess. Like I feel for other people, but I think we need to take ownership. That's, you know, my whole thing is like a lot of times people are like, I do this, but they don't even want to take any ownership over their behavior. They want to rationalize when they do things that are unhealthy for them and try to make excuses. Like someone else maybe do it, play the victim, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my gosh. When somebody,
you and I talk about this all the time. Like we don't like to associate with people who complain. We don't like to associate with people who, you know, are drowning in their own BS or who play the victim.
Like, and if you try to tell me that I made you do something,
No chance.
I'm taking responsibility for your actions. You have to take responsibility for your actions. And that's not me being a jerk. That's just like,
sometimes you need to be a jerk.
You can only carry so much. And that's like, I carry my own stuff. Like I know what I'm responsible for. I can't carry your stuff too. Right.
And so, and that's where I just think there does come down to that ownership of like, okay, if you're saying you want these certain goals and you're doing something different and you're choosing different things, like no one is force feeding you unless maybe you are, unless maybe you're like, well, sometimes remember when you and I used to like, when I think we were 12 or 13, no, maybe we were 14 and we were at your aunt's house. And I remember we used to skip school and lay in bed and watch Jenny Jones, which,
Oh my gosh. And eat nerds.
And we would go get the KFC, big crunch sandwich. And I remember us laying in bed and we're like, okay, if we're not married by, I think we said like 30, which we both weren't married by 30, but we're like, imagine just,
I don't remember this.
You don't remember this? Oh, I totally remember.
I remember us doing it. I remember the conversations.
I would just want to like lay in bed, watch talk shows and eat as much food as possible and get like super, super, super big and not even care. Like we had this weird, I was like, that's what it just made me think of. Like that was my dream moment at that time. Like, I just want to eat all the junk food and never worry about my weight.
I do remember always thinking, I just want to eat as much junk food as I can and never worry about my weight. I remember thinking that. I also remember saying, if I could eat one food for the rest of my life and not gain weight, I would just eat French fries for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I still actually believe that. Like I would, that would still be my rule. That would be my food.
Well, so I always say to people, cause I was like, you know, we were the perfect roommates when we lived together because my cravings were always sugar. So I have a major sweet tooth. I love candy. I love ice cream. I love like anything.
And I don't care about it at all.
And Amanda doesn't care about it, and she is salty. So if there's chips or French fries, that's her weakness. And I don't care about that. So it was like, it was almost like we were like the perfect balance for each other. So if she brought treats in the house, I was like, and whatever. And if I brought treats into the house, she was like, I don't care about that.
Yeah, no, it totally was. So we never really like, we never fed into each other's sort of food cravings in that way. But yeah, no, I mean, I just think if you do have this sort of rule in your mind, so going back to like the whole idea of like, if you are someone who is like, I do this on the weekends. Like, you need to just, you need to decide if it's something that is happening because it's emotionally just happening and you're not even aware of it. You need to start paying attention to it. But if you are doing this because you're making a choice, like for me, my Saturday pizza day choice, like I make that choice, but I know how that's impacting me. I know how that's going to impact my goals. I know how that's going to impact everything. So I try to be very conscious of that decision, right? And it's like, if you're making those decisions and you're conscious of it and you take ownership of it, then that's completely up to you. But if you are someone who is, if you're caught in the cycle and you're not really sure how, like how to get out of it, you need to really start doing what Laura was saying. Like first, like identify your food rules, see what it is that's causing this, like take a step back and really observe yourself in these moments. And also, and like what I was saying, like take a moment to really think about, does this serve me? Does it make me feel good afterwards? At the end of the weekend, how do you feel? Like on Sunday night when you're laying in bed, are you like, I feel so bloated. I feel so tired. I didn't get anything accomplished this weekend except for eating pizza or whatever. Like if you're really starting to feel that way and physically how you're feeling, emotionally how you're feeling, take like a mental checklist or even write it down, like journal about it and give yourself some really clear idea of how that's affecting you, because then that might actually help you start shifting away from separating your Monday to Friday from your weekends and start making it so that it becomes your lifestyle a little bit easier, with a little bit more ease.
Totally. And my additional things I want to add on to that, and we'll wrap this up, is that, like I said earlier, if it is something that maybe you're not eating enough food during the week, and then the weekends you're like binge mania, then look at how you can start to bulk up your meals. So even with that, you can
you're not starving.
Yeah. And a lot of times if you want to add bulk, but without adding a ton of calories, I talk about this all the time. Everywhere.
Vegetables.
Low glycemic vegetables. So the fibrous veggies. So looking at adding more, you know, things like coleslaw, but, you know, without that, adding your own dressing. So getting the bags of coleslaw. You can get them now with like kale and all different things. So having that is going to add a ton of bulk. Adding things like cauliflower rice, you know, just eating more vegetables in general with your meals, it's going to fill you up a lot more. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's one thing. Also, like we said too, looking at your food rules, being honest with yourself and owning your choices on the weekends. So as the weekend comes, like in your mind, pre-plan, be like, okay, you know what? Yes, I have an event on Saturday night. I'm going out to a party. So then just try to keep maintaining your, what you were doing during the week for breakfast and lunch, and then dinner, you're going out and enjoying yourself. And then Sunday you're carrying on with the same thing that you did on, during the week. Mm-hmm. So just kind of treat it as like, this is an event, and not like glorify it. Like, oh my God, it's an event. So this is my one cheat day or my one bad day or my one whatever, but just kind of have it as like, this is the time where I'm not going to stress about having a couple glasses of wine, the cheese platter, all that stuff. That's not going to derail you. It's if though at that party you binge, and that's where it's this binging that we got to get away from. Cause like I said, it's not only super detrimental to your goals, it's super detrimental to your health and to your emotional health. So like there's a lot of hormones that are released when we're eating way too much food, especially way too much carbohydrates. So we got to make sure that we're balancing that out. And as women, imbalanced hormones is like nightmare mania. We turn into nightmares. Our bodies are nightmares. It's not good. So we want to try to stay as even keeled as possible. So that's kind of my way. And then of course, lastly, own your choices. Like it's you who chooses what goes into your body. So if it's not working for you right now, do the work to figure out what you need to do to make it work for you.
And one last thing I just want to add too is if you do falter, so if you decide that, yes, I want to start trying to have this more as my lifestyle and stop separating my weekends and everything else, and you do have those moments that you falter and you're just like, oh my gosh, I totally binged, ate all weekend, or I drank beer all weekend and ate pizza or whatever, just like move on from it and go back. Don't beat yourself up about it, because I think that that's one of the other things that happens often, is that as soon as you're like, okay, this is sort of my new food plan, or this is my new way of like, I'm going to now start structuring my days as just like, this is my lifestyle versus my weekends versus weekdays. And then we fail at it. We automatically are like, I suck, forget it. I'm just going back to my old way. And you don't have to, it doesn't have to be that all or nothing mentality of like Laura was talking about. It doesn't have to be that way. Just let it go. And move on. Exactly.
That's a beautiful thing about life though. And that's one thing I think we forget, is every single day we get a reset button.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like every single day, like And that, like, when I started to think about life in that way, and this goes for eating or working out or just anything.
Just like you have a crap day. Yeah. You're like,
or you have a crappy relationship and it ends, or you had a, you know what I mean? Like,
or you had an amazing day.
or you know, whatever it is, you can hit that reset button. Or you were just horrible to people. You were crusty and crabby and whatever. You know, like the next day you can choose a new mindset and you can choose a new path. And I actually just did an interview with Corey Rabbi from Radical Health, and we were just talking about that. You know, she's like, just always try to put your best foot forward. And the great thing is that tomorrow is always a new day, and you choose what that day is going to be like. So that's the amazing thing about life. Whatever, every time you fall off, you can just get back on. And exactly. One day you eventually will stay on. I promise. I promise. Okay, guys. So with that, we are wrapping up today's podcast. I hope you guys, and I hope for Jennifer from Washington, that helps with your question of following your diet all week and then binging on the weekends. I hope this will give you some tools and stuff to help with that. But of course, just remember, tomorrow is always a new day. So for anyone else who wants to get a hold of us, check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. Mm-hmm. We also have some awesome certifications starting coming up this September. So we've got our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification. And then in October, we have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Certification. So all that info is, of course, on our website. And for any questions that you might have, you want us to talk about on the podcast, email us at info@fitchicks.ca, and we will add it to the conversation. Okay, guys, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.